Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Praise of our saints. Mercy. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor he's good. Hallelujah. It's just a blessing to be sharing with you this morning. He is great. I got to do this. Tell your neighbor, ain't nobody greater. Woo! I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. So this I know. So I am thankful that we are here together this morning. And so what we want to do is we want to turn to Galatians, the 5th chapter. What have we been talking about? Hunger. Or if you want to say thirst, you want to be thirsty for holiness, that's cool too. It's a craving. We've got to have them. We've got to have them. We've got to have the holiness. For he said in his word that be ye holy as what? I am holy. It is so important in this day and age, so much stuff going on, that we pursue holiness. And why are we pursuing holiness? Well, holiness means a set apart lifestyle. That way people can know the salvation that you speak about. Not by your mouth, but by the way you live your life. Too many people are just talking about it instead of being about it. But you're being about it by living the life. Amen. And so that's what we want to do. It's a set apart lifestyle. And so as we go to Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 16th verse, you got it? You got to say, I got it. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why are we walking in the Spirit? Because he transformed our life. That is what we're commanded to do. We got to walk in the Spirit. But to walk in the Spirit, I will submit to the church that you have to have the Spirit. And many are trying to walk in something that they ain't got. This is real. The Holy Spirit is real. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit is real? Amen. You see him moving? You see him move in your life? You see him transform you? It takes power. This man right here, it took the power of the Holy Ghost to change him to what he is today. Drugs, alcohol, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. A vicious cycle. But it took a great God. It took an awesome God. It took the only God, the true and living God, to transform a life like that. Who got a testimony like that? Amen. So we gotta, once you've been given the Spirit, you gotta walk in it. It's a commandment. Because if you don't walk in the Spirit, you're gonna walk in the flesh. There's no in between. Either you Spirit-driven or you flesh-driven. And so that's why we pursue holiness. We got to want to be in the Spirit. We got to always want 24/7 to be in the Spirit, right? And so it says in the 17th verse, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Against each other, right? Your Spirit's telling you one thing, the flesh telling you something else. Even right now, the flesh is talking to you. What you gonna do after this? What we gonna do? Where we going? What we eating? I'm hungry. I wonder if I left the lights on. Just stuff, just what? Distractions. But we gotta allow the Spirit to take over. So it says they're contrary to one another, and so you cannot do the things that you would. In the New Testament, the New King James Version says, you cannot do the things that you wish. But the 18th verse says, but if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, means they're obvious, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, which means lewdness, idolatry, means you worship things, witchcraft, sorcery, and get this. When you study, you find out that witchcraft is also drug use. Conjuring. Right? Alcohol. Drug use. Why do you think that when you go to the liquor store and you see all the bottles, it says spirits? Little S. Not us, but spirits. Right? So there's a connection there. You drink that stuff, you can get filled with some spirits. You smoke that stuff, you can get filled with some what? Spirits. And if anybody, don't raise your hand, if you've ever been a user, you see some stuff. There's some stuff that starts manifesting. Listen, I done heard it too many times. You start smoking even, what? All kinds of stuff. You start seeing little things run across your floor and all that stuff. Things start talking to you. Y'all know, I got a few people in here who've seen some stuff. So you got to be careful, right? These things, when we're walking in the Spirit, we're not associated with these things. But see, we got to talk to the believers, because guess what? This was the church of Galatia. So they weren't talking about people who weren't saved. They were talking to people who were saved and participating in these things, right? And so it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. The 20th verse, idolatry, worship things, witchcraft. We talked about that real quickly. Hatred, which is hostility. We got believers that operate in hostility. Always mad about everything and something. Right? We got variance, which means contentions. You always got something going. You always stirring up something. Always fighting, right? Emulations, which means jealousies. Want what other folks got. Wrath means outburst. Outburst of anger. You need anger management. And if you're a believer who needs anger management, you're not walking in the Spirit. Strife, which means selfish ambitions. You out for yourself. Seditions means, you know, disunity, dissensions, divided, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness. I don't have to tell you about this. Drunkenness, you know what that is. Revelings. What's revelings? Indulgence. You got to party all the time. It ain't happening unless there's a party. But you know what? When the saints of Yahweh get together, it's a Holy Ghost party. And ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. We have a good time. So that's walking in the Spirit, right? The one out this here, the revelings, partying and indulgence, you got to be in the club. And we talked about that before. And if I didn't hit something on that you're doing specifically, it says, and such like, which means things like it. Of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. Well, first of all, when we research this verse, those that do such things. We find even in the New King James Version that it says those who practice such things. What does that mean? Last I checked, when I was a kid, my mother used to make me practice my piano lesson. And that meant that I had to continue to do it over and over and over and over again until I got it right. Well, those who practice these things, it's not like they just fell into it one time, but they do it over and over and over again. We got some professional partiers in the house. Professional revelers. Why? Because you got it down to a science. You know exactly what to do and when to do it. But listen to this. Go back to the verse 18, which says, but if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. See, the law was like this, and we went back, and we showed you, right, that in Leviticus, that when you messed up in the law, you had that one chance. And once you messed up in the law, you caught a rock. It meant sudden death. But Yeshua, when Yahweh sent his son Yeshua to die on the cross for our sins, he paid the price. Thank God he paid the price, right? So on the cross, and he satisfied the law. He fulfilled the law. So now when we slip up, it doesn't mean sudden death anymore. Because of love, he's given us an opportunity to get it right. Somebody needs to praise him for that. We got a chance to get it right. No more sudden death. We got a chance to get it right. But that's why we have to make a choice to get it right. Instead of practicing the things of the flesh, we practice the things of the Spirit. That means we should want to be involved in spiritual things. Amen. We should want to position ourselves to hear the word, right? We should want to position ourselves to pray. We should position ourselves to worship. We should position ourselves, give our life as a living sacrifice. And it says that living sacrifice is holy and acceptable. Amen. And so we talked about this, right? There was no hope for you under the law, but now you have a chance to get it right. And so we were talking about nobody, you know, in this day and age, I'm just going to be honest with you. Nobody really likes talking about sin. You want to come to church and you want me to make you feel good. You want an inspirational message. Well, we find that inspiration means it to make you feel better. But I told y'all, I ain't that dude. I'm not an inspirational speaker. I haven't come to, it's not my job to come give you an inspirational message. It's my job to give you an aspirational message, which means that you aspire to be better, to reach higher, right? So I didn't come to make you feel better. I came to make you be better. That's my job, right? So when we're talking about sin, folks don't like to talk about that because you're stepping on my toes. Why am I stepping on your toes? Because maybe we doing some of this stuff, right? But in this day and age, we got to know, right? And so we were talking about how, okay, if we walk in the Spirit, we're not under the law. So what does under the law mean? So we went to find out that when we were talking about the law, all of those commandments, 613 laws that we were supposed to abide by, huh? Right? Some of those laws were moral laws. Some of those laws were ceremonial laws. And some of those laws were dietary laws, right? So what does that mean? There was stuff we wasn't supposed to eat. right? There was some stuff that we wasn't supposed to be doing. We wasn't supposed to be cutting our hair a certain way, right? Those were, and we found out that there was a lot of stuff, right? And we found out y'all wasn't, according to the law, you wasn't supposed to eat lobster. You wasn't supposed to eat shrimp. You wasn't supposed to eat crab, right? You wasn't supposed to eat bacon. You wasn't supposed to eat chitlins and hog maw. Because I love my chitlins and hog maw. Can I just do this real quick? I might stand alone, but I know there has to be some people that know about that. Who like that? Amen. Sister. Call me around, you know. Let me know who's cooking. But this is what I told you. What does the word say? So we had to go back and we had to find out, what does the word say about morality? What does the word say about the ceremonial laws? What does the word say about the dietary laws in the New Testament after Yeshua have come? And we found out that the moral law still stands. He still wants us to be holy as he is holy, right? But we found out some of the other things, so I got to take you there real quick just to catch those up. We want to go to Romans, the 14th chapter. Because now that we're not under the law, but we're under grace, there's a certain way that we look at things now. There's a certain way that he looks at us, right? So he gives us a chance to get it right. But should we sin because he's given us a chance to get it right? The scripture says, God forbid. So to repent from something means that when you find out that you're doing and it is wrong, you turn away from it. Not to do it again, right? So we're looking here at Romans, the 14th chapter, 14th verse. If you got it, say, I got it. I know and I am persuaded by Yahushua that there is nothing unclean of itself. So this is the New Testament speaking to the saints. Now he's saying you can eat your stuff. You can eat the hog maw. You can eat the crab. You can eat the lobster. You can eat shrimp. Because it says there's nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth, that means for him that thinks that anything be unclean, then it is unclean. For him. Right? So you still got some folks that say you shouldn't be eating that hog. Well, what do we say to them? How do we deal with that? But if, the 15th verse, my brother be grieved with thy meat or thy food, now thou walkest not charitably. What does that mean? Well, listen, if I'm sitting down and my brother got a problem with me eating my hog, my pig, my swine, that's what they call it, right? Then if I'm operating in love, I'll put it away. Because I love them so much, I don't want them to fall. I don't want them to what? Stumble, right? And so if I don't do that, it says that I'm not operating in what? Love. That's what charity is. Charity is love. Now, guess what? This extends to other things too. Your drink too. Because how many people go to be saying, it's not a sin to drink, but it's a sin to be what? Drunk, right? If you think that you can handle your one glass of Chardonnay, I used Moscato last week, but if it offends your, and we're talking about, we got believers who say, I can't drink because I came out of being an alcoholic. I praise Yahweh, he's taking the taste out of my mouth. Hallelujah. I've been delivered from that. But you got some people who still, well, now say, because it's a sin to be drunk. But that means that if you know that you can only have one glass, that means you done tested it out. If you know your limits, well, I can only have two. Well, that means that somewhere down the line you had three or four. And you, so that means you was in sin because you was drunk when you did that. Well, guess what? Buzzed is drunk. Ask the police. They got a commercial. I saw it. It says buzz driving is drunk driving. So, but it's like this, y'all. The word of Yahweh says this. A little leaven leavens the whole lump, meaning that leaven is yeast. And anybody as a baker know, you put yeast in that roll, it's going to rise. That's what it means. So if you put a little, you give yourself a little drink, sometimes you find that you can't stop. Right? What happens? You take it over the edge. So sometimes it's just better to just say, you know what? I'm good. But sometimes you have people that know their limits. So what happens if you offend somebody, if they're going to fall because you decide that you're going to have your drink, then you're not operating in love. Guess what? So food, drink, but guess what you can add to that? Sometimes you're riding around in somebody's car with them, right? Another believer. And you and that believer, say I'm in the passenger seat. And then I got another believer driving. Well, the rule is this. If somebody is sitting in the driver's seat, they usually have control over the radio. Somebody said, that's right. Don't get in my car and tell me what music to listen to. Why? Because it's my car. That's just like when you go over somebody's house. Whoever house it is, they own the remote control. Right? But believers, we got love glasses on, right? We're looking in love now. So when this scripture tells us that if we do something that's going to harm our brother or grieve our brother, then we shouldn't do it. That means I'll put the chitlins away. Who don't like chitlins? Okay, so Sade, when you and Langston, when you're eating, I won't eat them. But when y'all leave, it's on. Right? But let's go back to the music. So I'm sitting in the passenger seat. We got the believer in the driver's seat. And they control the radio. Now, maybe they want to listen to KJLH. Well, anybody know KJLH is what? It's R&B, you know. Hip-hop, right? What? It's saying some stuff. But if I'm in your passenger seat and I just want to keep my mind on Yahweh. I don't want to might be necessarily hear some stuff. Because some stuff, I mean, music ain't what it used to be. I mean, some stuff is pretty innocuous. But they got, you know, you got some stuff is just like, yeah, you're F, yeah, you're F, yeah, you're B. You know, I don't want to hear that. Yeah. I don't know what you're saying. But that's getting up in me. But I gotta, if I say, you know, can we listen to something else? Your response as a believer today, oh, you know what? Yeah, let's turn it on this. Oh, let's listen to Deeper, Higher, Closer. Amen. Let's listen to something that's gonna edify. Now, some of y'all say, I can handle the booger book. Okay, if you can handle the booger book, but you know, sometimes when Elmo is singing Holy Ghost Power, he says this part says, make you wanna move, it'll make you wanna shout, it'll make you, you know, we're talking about holy stuff. But y'all know sometimes you be listening to some of that music and you're not trying to, and you in the stores, and before you know it, it'll make you want to move. Guess what that is, though? That's a reaction. It's the flesh. The flesh want to move. The flesh want to groove. Somebody said, hey. But that's why we got to pursue holiness, because before you know it, we'll say, hey. And before you know it, we start to roll. And before you, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what I'm doing. Somebody was like, oh, there you go. No, I'm just saying that's what happens, right? But so your response should be a love response. That, hey, you know what? If that bothers you, I'm not going to do it. Because you'll be surprised. You'll be in the car with some believers, and you know how you turn on the car, and it gives you the last thing? Whatever you came and drove up in is what's on there. But you forgot what you drove up in. You forgot what station was on or what CD was in there. And then when I get in your car, you turn it on, boom! But it shows us just what we should do, how we should treat each other in regards to those things. I got to share this with you. And it says, 20th verse or 19th verse. No. 15th verse. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. 16th verse. Let not your good be what? Evil spoken of. For the kingdom of Yahweh is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that are in these things serveth Mashiach, is acceptable to Yahweh and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after or pursue the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify. So we got to help each other, y'all. Tell your neighbor we got to help each other. We do, right? And it says, the 20th verse says what? For meat destroy not the work of Yahweh. And the New King James says, this version says, for meat does not destroy the work of Yahweh for the sake of food. So you can't get in bondage by what to eat and what to think, of what to drink. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. That means that if I refuse to not eat my pork in front of that person and they feel that it's bad, and then I'm kind of egging them to do it, well, it's bad unto them, right? So that means if you make them, put them in a position where they indulge in it, then they've sinned. Why? Because they felt that it was bad for them. So if you let them lead into it, you don't mess your brother up. Same thing with drinking. If they feel like it's bad, and you say, come on, it's just a sip. And if they are fighting with that, and they do it, then you've caused your brother to stumble. And that's not our job. We're supposed to edify each other and uplift each other. So let's go here. Let's go to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. We got to be careful. So now that we're pursuing holiness, we're trying to be different. We're trying to show, not that we're better than everybody else, but we've given our life over. We've submitted ourselves. We came to Yahweh because we wanted a different life. We were in misery. We were depressed. And it's so sad, even in the news lately, I'm sure you guys have read, in regards to Robin Williams. And he was depressed, and he ended up committing suicide, hanging himself. Misery. And it's interesting because people say, well, you know, if I had all that money, it'd be on and cracking. What did he have to be? But listen, money The devil wants you to think that the money is the solution, but it is not the solution. Yahweh is the solution. Yahweh is the peace. Yahweh makes the difference. God transforming your life makes the difference. Because we think we find stuff in money. And do you know how many Hollywood people that you think that are doing so good and so well have? And then they said it on the radio, is that within the last, I think, few years, like 200 people in the industry have committed suicide. What does that tell you? There's people that are out there hurting and suffering. Thank God. Thank Yahweh that he saved us. He saved us. He brought us out of that. And really, your job is to help other people. Let them know, you know? And so, in the 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and I'm going to preface it by saying this. What's the year? Anybody watch the news lately? There's a lot of stuff going on. And I dare say there's more incidents now than there really ever has been in a period in the history of time. I mean, we got planes disappearing. We got wars. You know, President Obama, he was trying to be on vacation this week. He was at Martha's Vineyard. And he couldn't even enjoy his vacation because there was so much. You got stuff going on in Iraq. You got stuff going on where? In the Ukraine. You got stuff going on right here in the United States over in Ferguson, Missouri. You got stuff. Somebody told me there was something going on. One of our boys just got killed, not in our church, but in this area, got killed off of where? Oh, Florence, right? Right here on Broadway, dude. The 3rd verse. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall what? Come. What does perilous mean? Dangerous times, y'all. If there was ever a time to be hungry for holiness, now is the time. Because there's so much destruction going on. We need him. We need Yahweh. We need that protection. Because, you know, even you can't even walk or drive down the street. Folks are supposed to be protecting you. It's shooting at you. Well, I gotta say it. No offense to any officers, but it's stuff going on. That's not right. And if it's true, it hasn't been that proven that it's true. But if Mike Brown was raising his hands in surrender when they shot him, that was execution. I won't even just say murder. I say it was execution. He was a young man who had parents. Parents, get a grip. You need to have your life together because your kids need that hedge. They need that protection over them. That it's on you. It's on you. You got to have yourself together and prayed up for that covering to be upon your family. So it says in the last days, this is about to tell us what's going to happen. And this was way back over 2,000 years ago. This also know that in the last days, perilous, dangerous times shall come, difficult times, challenging times. What are the signs of perilous times? It's talking about how people act. 2nd verse, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Let me speak on this for a minute. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Well, guess what I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying, yeah, you know, we're taking an ussy. I said, what's an ussy? A ussy is when you take a picture of you and somebody else. I didn't know that. So it's like if you put your phone there and it's you and somebody else, that's an ussy. Well, guess what? When it's just you, it's called a selfie. I'm cool with a selfie every now and then. I was in a flower garden and I wanted y'all to see the flowers and that I was there, so I would take a picture of the selfie on it. But if your selfie is you and only you, and every day is you, and every week is you, and everywhere and every time is you, there's a problem. Because you're telling the world that it's all about you. It almost sounds like he was talking about today. Because a few years ago, we didn't know nothing about no selfie. But if you always snapping pictures of yourself, you gotta think about that. Because are you loving yourself? I mean, it's good to love yourself. But what are you promoting? I mean, give me a scripture every now and then. Give me praise Yahweh. Give me, hey, you out talking to somebody about the goodness of him. Tell him that you woke up this morning and give me something else but yourself. Let's give the glory where it belongs to Yahweh. When I get up in the morning, I want to acknowledge him. I don't want to take a picture of myself. But it said that men, this is mankind, this is men and women. And you know, some of us, listen, y'all got to check yourself on social media, in Instagram and all that stuff, tweeting and all that stuff. Don't have a picture of yourself. You just taking yourself every day. Don't be taking your body parts and stuff. Nobody won't see that. The Bible says no flesh shall be glorified. Now listen, this is what I'm talking about. Where's my phone at? Okay, you know, if you know me and me just want to take a picture because we somewhere, we want to say, we in church! Then do that! Take a selfie in church. Say, hey, you know what? I'm here getting the word. Hallelujah. I love that. But if you posting pictures of your behind and brothers, nobody want to see your six pack. Stop. I know I might be stepping on some toes. But let's give the glory where the glory is deserved. Hallelujah. But this is the time that we're living in. These are the perilous times. How will we know? There'll be a bunch of selfies all over the place. Why? Because men will be lovers of their own selves. Now let me move on. Covetous. Lovers of money. We see that all the time, don't we? It's like, I gotta go get my paper. I gotta go get it. Right? It's the love of what? What does that mean? Don't we see a lot of that? Even in videos, it's like you can't see a rap video without money or a car or something, right? Perilous times, people. What else? boasters. Look what I did. Look what I did this. I did that. It's all about what? I did. I. Look what I got. Proud. Blasphemers. Check this out. We got any parents in the house? Okay. Perilous times. Disobedient to parents. Any parents experience that? Yes. I got a 7-year-old, and she thinks she can do some stuff. I got to keep her in line. Boy, it seems like it gets earlier and earlier that you got to keep kids in line. I mean, she had the nerve to try to tell me what to do. I had to say, listen, I'm the boss up in here. You're just the child. I had to tell her that at 5. I had to lay down the law. You had to do it at 3? You had to do it at 3? Because you tell them at 2? They are telling you what to do, and they just popped out. And have you noticed these kids are smarter now? They're just like, when she was like 3, she had my iPhone and she was swiping at 1, she was swiping your phone. Perilous times, people. It says it right here. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unthankful. How many of you guys did something nice for somebody? You tried to help somebody. You know, I mean, they was down. And you, and when we help people, we do it as unto Yahweh. But praise, we understand that. But if we do something for you, you should at least acknowledge just a little bit that you got some hat. Not just a little bit. Not that even I helped you. But you say, I thank Yahweh that you was there, that you were able to do that. But nowadays, it's a trip. You'll do stuff for folk, and they won't even say thank you. Grown people. It's like, this is how I was raised, boy. Anytime anybody did anything for us, my mother and father would say, what you say? They hand us something, what do you say? We had to say, thank you. What was you showing? You were showing that ain't nobody got to do nothing for you. So you should be grateful and thankful anytime takes a time out. But some of y'all guilty too. Because y'all pray and ask him to work in your favor and he'll do it. And you don't even have the decency to say thank you. How do I know? Because then you come to church and you won't even lift your hands. You won't even say it. He's been too good for you. He kept your lights on, kept the gas on, provided for you, gave you that job, gave you that car, gave you that whatever you got. You should thank him. You should praise him. You should acknowledge. Healed your body. Thank you. You didn't have to do it. I'm thankful. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Unthankful. I don't ever want him to look at me as being unthankful. I thank him for everything. Even that I can stand up here on my legs. Even that I can breathe. I can speak. Perilous times, people. But in perilous times, you better praise your God. You better acknowledge Him. You better seek after Him. Because tomorrow, it's not promised you. He don't have to wake you up tomorrow. Oh, Yahweh. Wait, you know what? We just need to thank Him one more time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Shandarabase. Hale! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh! Hey, Oshandarabase. Thank you. Thank you, Roshanarabasi. Oh, Father Yahweh, we thank you. We praise you, Father. We thank you for who you are in our lives, Father Yahweh. If we have taken you for granted, we have not been thankful, if we have not acknowledged you, Father, forgive us right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Our desire is that you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love that you showed us every day, 24/7. You protect us. You watch over us and our families, Father. We're thankful for that. We could have a sad story, but we stand here today just thankful that you came through, and all we have is praise in our mouth to you. In this day and age, Father, when everybody's looking after themselves, we thank you, Father Yahweh, for looking after us. And we just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise, because you are worthy. There is nobody greater than you. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we acknowledge you. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.